the movie stars are gone, but the legends still abound, including the story of one celebrity who rode his horse into the bar so both could get a drink. It's a place with tons of history, but a hotel that's still serving travelers today. It's next on the American Countryside.
The National Association of Farm Broadcasting Foundation is offering three $5,000 college scholarships: the Glenn Kumerow Memorial Scholarship, the George Logan Scholarship, and the Orion Samuelson Scholarship. Applicants must be a college junior, senior, or grad student and must be enrolled in or transferring to an agricultural communications curriculum with concentration or application in broadcast media. For more information or to apply, go to nafbfoundation.com.
According to the American Heart Association, more than one in three Americans has some form of cardiovascular disease. A local research study is looking at a new treatment for cardiovascular disease that focuses on LDL, or bad cholesterol. If you are 40 to 85 years of age and have had a heart attack, stroke, or peripheral artery disease, you may be eligible to participate in the four-year study. To learn more, visit heartclinicalstudy.com or call 1-855-61-STUDY.
In 1937, the El Rancho Hotel opened in Gallup, New Mexico. It became the place movie stars stayed when filming westerns in the area. There are still many stories about the celebrities who came here.
One of our waitresses, she's retired now, but she said that when she was a waitress, John Wayne came in once, and he came into the bar on his horse, rode his horse into the bar and asked for a beer for himself and a beer for the horse.
But when the westerns died out, the hotel fell on hard times. Amelia Ortega Crowther's family owns the hotel today.
It went through several different owners after the movies weren't being made anymore. And so in 1988, my father bought the hotel in a bankruptcy auction.
They've renovated the El Rancho over the years. At the beginning, there were many small rooms and communal bathrooms, for a very good reason.
I think even though they were building the hotel to house the stars, they also knew that it was Route 66 and they would be getting travelers. And the basic person traveling through the country, they didn't need anything fancy. They just wanted a place to sleep.
Today the rooms have private baths and many have been enlarged. The hotel retains its southwestern charm, and it still attracts many travelers.
Since we've been here, there's always been a fascination with Route 66, especially the people from Europe and other countries love to travel Route 66.
Traveling the countryside in Gallup, New Mexico, I'm Andrew McRae.